Brother Pat, Brother Graydon. All right. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank Brother Ernie for giving me the opportunity to address all 260 of you again. Thank you, Brother Ernie. No? Don't worry. I won't ask you to officiate when we decide to renew our vows. Learned my lesson about asking the curriculum director of the Bible school to officiate at a wedding. But you still owe me a soda. On a more serious note, though, I am glad that I'm able to help out here at the Bible school when needed or elsewhere, because that is the duty as brethren of Christ. And without willing brethren to take up these positions in the near future, if Christ hasn't returned, we won't have anyone left to teach the young people or to give these morning exhortations, because the older generation is fading away, either for doctrinal, moral, or physical reasons. And this leads right into our topic this morning, which is based on the 23rd command of Christ, as noted in the Birmingham Unamended Statement of Faith. In everything, give thanks to God and recognize Him in all your ways. Give thanks for this Bible school we can attend and for the teachers that are secured to the firm foundation that has been laid by Christ. Give thanks for the opportunity to strengthen ourselves with the countenance of our brethren as iron sharpens iron, and recognize or acknowledge Yahweh in all things. We'll begin by turning to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In all means in every or in any. Ways, in this verse, means course of life or mode of action. Acknowledge means to know or ascertain by seeing, and also to recognize. And shall direct means to be straight, to be or make right or prosperous. Inserting these meanings into the verse makes the point a bit stronger, in my opinion. In every course of life or action, recognize Yahweh, and He shall straighten and make prosperous your path. Reading from James chapter 1, verse 17, concerning the prosperity we receive from Yahweh, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments, according to Solomon in Ecclesiastes. But here in Proverbs, he has worded it differently. He is still telling us that we should be manifesting God in our lives, but he also says that if we fully manifest Him in all our actions and lifestyles, then God will make our path prosperous and will straighten our way. This is what we hope for, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, according to Christ in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. Even if Paul planted and Timothy or Apollos watered, it is still God that gives the increase. But for some of Christ's brethren, it won't be until their approval at the judgment seat that they will receive their blessing of prosperity. It's spoken of here in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, because there were times in history when people weren't so well off in life and did not have the many comforts and protection we receive today. Instead, they were persecuted most of their lives, and many were killed because of their understanding of the Bible. Those brethren would be very thankful to Yahweh for what we take for granted in this country and at this Bible school. I believe this word acknowledge in Proverbs 3, verse 6 carries with it another meaning also. I think the meaning to know or ascertained by seeing doesn't apply as much, doesn't apply to us as much as it does to other people around us. Those around us, whether in the truth or in the world, should be able to know and ascertain by seeing our actions and lifestyles that we are the children of God. If they can't, then are we truly recognizing and giving thanks to God in all our ways? No. Otherwise, it would be evident to those around us. James says in James 1, verse 22, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So we see it is possible to deceive our own selves into thinking we are doers of the word, when rather we are hearers, or possibly only doing lip service unto God. On the other hand, brethren, we should do as David speaks of in Psalm 34, verse 1. "I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." This is the mindset Christ had. We are only told of a few instances that Christ prayed all night long, but I believe he did this on many occasions in his life because of the strength he derived from it. If we have that same devotion to God and bless him at all times and praise him continually, then what James says in chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 will be true of us also. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." Returning to the wording of the command of Christ, "In everything, give thanks to God, and recognize him in all your ways," we've covered the second part concerning the recognition of God in all our ways, and part of the first section, "In everything, give thanks to God." But we'll give another few verses concerning the first part of this command before closing. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians 5:20, and I don't like to do this in group or class settings, but I'll be reading from the Revised Version because it gives a better translation than the King James in this instance. Ephesians 5:20, "Give thanks always for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father." Give thanks for all things. We have to be most thankful for the ability to pray through Jesus, because that of itself is a blessing from Yahweh. Romans 5, verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Don't take this for granted, because very few individuals have this hope anymore. Turn now to Matthew chapter 6. We'll read some of Christ's own words on these matters. Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 1. "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Because this isn't to give glory to God, but for your own glory if you do this. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." This is speaking of the body of Christ. Don't go around spreading your good deeds you've done to other members and parts of the body. Keep them to yourself so that you do not receive the praise of men, and God will openly manifest his praise of your good works. "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. He knows what we have need of before we ask it of him, but he wants us to display our faith and dependence on him through prayer and supplication by our giving of thanks for the things we have already received from him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Even in the prayer Christ delivered to the apostles, we see the recognition of Yahweh as necessary. For if we wish to receive forgiveness for our sins from God, we must be willing to forgive those who have wronged us, even if they've done nothing to deserve our forgiveness yet. As we read in Romans, God commendeth his love toward us while we were yet sinners. It's possible for us to do the same, brethren. The Psalms are full of verses and chapters I could read on this subject, but I selected only a couple to read in closing. Turn to Psalm chapter 136. Psalm 136. Verses 1 through 3. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 25, Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Turn to chapter 145, verses 1 through 3. These verses here are what the hymn was based on that we sang this morning. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. And Psalm chapter 149. Praise ye Yahweh, sing unto Yahweh a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance, and let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For Yahweh taketh pleasure in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And in everything, give thanks to God, and recognize him in all your ways. For behold, I come quickly, saith our Master. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.